জনবল্লভ গিরিবরধারী। জয় যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন, যমুনা তীর বনচারি, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী। ওম অজ্ঞান তিমিরান্ধস্য জ্ঞানাঞ্জন শলাকায়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতম যেন তস্মৈ শ্রী গুরবে নমঃ। শ্রীচৈতন্য মনোভীষ্টম স্থাপিতম যেন ভূতলে, স্বয়ং রূপ কদা মহ্যম দদাতি স্বপদান্তিকম্। বন্দেহম শ্রীগুরু শ্রীযুতপদকমলম শ্রীগুরুম বৈষ্ণবাংশ্চ শ্রীরূপম সাগ্রজাতম সহগণ রঘুনাথান্বিতম তম স্বজীবম সাদ্বৈতম সাবধূতম পরিজনসহিতম শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্যদেবম। শ্রীরাধাকৃষ্ণপাদাম সহগণ ললিতা শ্রীবিশাখান্বিতাংশ্চ। নমো বিষ্ণুপাদায় কৃষ্ণপৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামিনীতি নামিনে। নমস্তে সরস্বতী দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে, নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী পাশ্চাত্য দেশ তারিণে। জয় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ, শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাসাদি শ্রী গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ। হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে। টুডে ইজ দি অস্পিশিয়াস ডিপার্চার ডে, ডিসঅ্যাপিয়ারেন্স ডে অফ আওয়ার ফাউন্ডার আচার্যস স্পিরিচুয়াল মাস্টার শ্রীল ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী গোস্বামী ঠাকুর প্রভুপাদ। অ্যান্ড আই এম ডিপলি গ্রেটফুল টু অল অফ ইউ হু আর হিয়ার, মাই সিনিয়র বৈষ্ণবাস ডিসাইপলস অফ শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ, সিনিয়র আদার বৈষ্ণবাস হু সার্ভ দ্য মিশন অফ সরস্বতী ঠাকুর ফর ডেকেডস, মাই ডিয়ার ফ্রেন্ডস কলিগস অ্যান্ড দ্য ওয়ান্ডারফুল নেক্সট জেনারেশন sitting with us here today. I want to spend a few minutes sharing some stories of Srila Saraswati Thakur that I have heard from his family or I have found in some of his notebooks. And I'll keep it short and then we'll get an opportunity to share realizations, ask questions. But since today is Worship Wednesday, I want to address our little friends here. Do you know what Saraswati Thakur was like when he was your age? Do you know this? What was Saraswati Thakur like when he was your age? How many of you know his story? Okay. You know his story, okay, good. Can you, what do you know? Yes, he ate a mango without offering it, and his father Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, you don't eat something before offering it to Krishna, and he felt so bad. He never ate a mango again. He wanted to remind himself that, you know, mangoes are good, but He had this thing every afternoon. This is when he was much older. How many of you love Mahaprasad? You love the gulab jamun part. Who loves the gulab jamun? I know. But Saraswati Thakur said one thing, that prasad is meant for Krishna's enjoyment, not our enjoyment. Only when you understand this part, go enjoy the gulab jamun. If you don't, you know what sometimes he used to do? He would take the Mahaprasad plate, he would mix everything up, the bitter, the sweet, the salty. Some of our friends are shocked. He would mix everything up and say, now you can eat. And why did he do that? It took so much effort to cook each and every preparation separately, right? And his point was, you cook that for Krishna, not you. Thank you. Only when you understand this is for Krishna and you are enjoying it as a servant of Krishna, go have your gulab jamun. But if you think you are the enjoyer, let's mix up the bitter melon and the gulab jamun. This is not for your enjoyment. Fair? So he wanted us to come to a certain attitude that everything is meant for Krishna's enjoyment. The moment we start thinking something is for my enjoyment, sooner or later in our life we will begin to suffer. So by mixing prasad up, he was trying to make a point that if you think this is for your enjoyment, sooner or later, either you will overeat or somebody will steal your gulab jamun. Has it happened to you? Yes, okay. Did you suffer? Yes. But imagine if the gulab jamun was mixed with the bitter melon and somebody stole it, would you suffer that much? Saraswati Thakur was trying to explain that point. Krishna enjoys, you are a servant, you enjoy as Krishna's servant, don't think this is for you. The second thing he would not allow or tolerate is for immature people to talk about mature topics. Immature people to talk about mature topics. You know what this means? There are some things that are meant for adults, right? When adults talk, they say that this is not for you. You go away. You let them have the conversation. So there are some topics in spiritual life that are adult conversations. Which is like, what is Radharani feeling like right now? It's not your headache. Not your business. So one day, there was a singer who came and he was singing a bhajan, Rai Jago, in the ashram, which means, wake up, Radha, wake up. And this was early in the morning and Saraswati Thakur came down from his room. He stopped his singing and said, you know, to wake up Radha, there is Krishna. She has Lalita Vishakha. She has thousands of gopis. Radha doesn't need you to wake her up. You wake up. First. Okay? You don't get into things that are not meant for you. Immature people should not talk about mature stuff. First become mature, then think what does Radharani want? We can't know. First, we have to figure out what we want. How do we want to serve Krishna? Clear? Good story? Then one day, I went to this house in Calcutta called Bhakti Bhavan. And I wish I could show you videos and pictures, but I didn't prepare, didn't find a way. So next time I come, if we speak, I'll show you pictures. Bhakti Bhavan was a house that Bhaktivinoda Thakur built. And so when they were digging the foundations of the house, they found a little shila. You know what a shila is? It was the shila of Kurma Avatar. The Kurma Shila at any home gives that home stability. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave that Kurma Shila to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and he said, worship it. So he was very young. He was 7 years old. How old are you here? You're 10. Okay, so younger than you. How old are you? 8. So a little younger than you. So he got the deity to worship from his father, and he worshipped it all his life. And when I went to his house, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's great-granddaughter-in-law was still alive. And I sat down with her and I asked her, what were the brothers like? What stories did you hear in the family? Because, you know, sometimes when you hear stories from the family, you learn things about that personality that you did not know before. You know what Saraswati Thakur was like? How many of you do not like being disturbed and you would just sit in your room and do math all day? And obsess about the position of stars. He said, yes or no? No. And figure out how to edit stuff and proofread stuff. Meh. Somebody said meh and somebody said yes. So I asked them, where did he stay? And they showed me a room in the corner on the ground. There are 3 stories of the building. There was a garage. In those days, having a car was a big deal, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a car. And at the back of the house, there was a little, like, you know, a room in the side of the garage, like a little hideout. So Saraswati Thakur used to stay in his hideout all the time. And he would practice math. He would practice editing. He would try to study whatever he could about stars. And whenever Bhaktivinoda Thakur called him, he would spend time with him taking dictation. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur would write his book sometimes by giving dictation. And Saraswati Thakur learned a style of writing. Okay, listen to this one carefully. Listen to this one carefully. You might need it someday. There is a kind of writing called shorthand. Do you know what shorthand is? Who knows what shorthand? Back in the day when there were no computers, no cell phones, you had no recorders, they figured out a way to write down the sounds of what you say rather than alphabets. And so as people would speak, a shorthand writer would like just make marks on a piece of paper and then recreate the sound of that shorthand. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur sometimes used to dictate, and Saraswati Thakur, when he was your age, he figured out how to use shorthand. And he would just quickly take dictation and later recreate it, and some of those things got published later in the magazine they used to bring out called Sajjan Toshani. Okay? And then, at one point, he was born in 1874, and then in 1918, so about 43, after his spiritual master and his father passed away, he realized that every Vaishnava tradition across India has their own kind of sannyas. You know what sannyas is? Who knows what sannyas is? Like when you are a student is called brahmachari. Brahmachari means still you are studying, you cannot date. You cannot get married. You cannot get settled down. But once you have finished your studies, you start earning, then you get married, you settle down. It's called grihastha. When you see the face of your grandchild, it's time to gradually start retiring in the traditional system. And when you are old and wise, then it's time for you to start teaching everybody what you know and travel around doing that. That's called sannyas. So in Bengal, there was no sannyas, so Saraswati Thakur decided, I have to introduce it to Gaudiya Vaishnavas. That's why you see him wearing saffron, Prabhupada wearing saffron. You see that? You see the picture? You see what Srila Prabhupada is wearing? That kind of dress was given by Saraswati Thakur. Clear so far? Any questions for me? Any questions? Yes, Prabhu. There is a mature conversation and there is a PG conversation. The PG conversation is the Vaishnavas needed a certain layer of leadership that was missing. and the people who are ascetics were not living up to their standards, right? So before Bhaktivinoda Thakur passed away, he asked Saraswati Thakur three things, not at the same time, not in this way. I read his life and then I came up with these, I saw the instructions. The first was grow and develop Mayapur. You know, Mayapur is a big city now. It used to be rice fields and jungles. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur first inaugurated the temple. Saraswati Thakur expanded it and Srila Prabhupada made it a city. The second one was reach out with the message of Mahaprabhu to Westerners. So we wouldn't be here sitting in this room today if it wasn't for Bhaktivinoda Thakur's wish and Bhaktisiddhanta's execution and Srila Prabhupada's effort. Right? So to be in the United States where you have a tradition from so far away, so ancient, it is practically a miracle. And that goes to Saraswati Thakur. And the third thing is reform the ascetic order. What that means, once you grow up, you will figure it out. Okay? And then it is said that on the day he passed away, he was very sick. And a very unusual thing happened, that all the clocks in the mutt stopped the moment he passed away. Isn't it strange? But it happened, people observed that. And he was so special, the government arranged for a special train for him to go from Calcutta to Mayapur, and they dug up the ground at the near the place where he used to stay called Brajapattan and put him there in Samadhi. And after that, he had predicted that no matter what happens, how frustrated you might be, there is no way that Mahaprabhu's mission will ever stop. And the fact is, it hasn't. Right? So to honor him, we will sing a small bhajan. Last time I came, we spoke about Narottam Thakur's story, remember? So this is another song written by Narottam Das Thakur. And the feeling of this song is that when your teacher who has given you so much dies or passes away, this song is sung to express your emotions towards her or him. It says, I'll read the song first, explain, and then we will sing it together. So one who has brought the gift or the treasure of love, do you feel nice when you feel loved? Somebody cooks a nice meal for you, somebody gives you a hug, says nice things about you, like it? Now imagine that is somebody in your life who is a human being or your pet who is able to do that. And that is just a small spark of the love that Krishna can give you. But Krishna's love has to come through a person called the guru, the teacher. So one who has brought you Krishna's love and a lot of kindness, where is my teacher gone today? That's what the first line means. Hano Prabhu kotha gela Acharya Thakur. Next verse. Kaha mor sarup rup kaha sanatan kaha das Raghunath potito pavon. Can I get the Bangla? So all of these people were close companions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this song is being written when a whole generation has passed away. And so they're remembering all the old teachers. Kaha mor bhatto jugo, where is Gopal Bhatta Goswami? Kaha Kobiraj, where is Kobiraj Goswami? Ako kale kotha gela Gauro Nataraj. Who knows Nataraj, what Nataraj means? Anybody Nataraj? Yes? Naughty person? Oh, that's a good guess. Nataraj is a naughty person. Nata means dance and Raj means king. So one who is an expert, the king among dancers. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, yes. Is it what? Both. Shiva is also Nataraj. Nataraj is a description. In this song, it refers to Mahaprabhu. Pashane kutibo matha. I'll hit my head on a stone. I feel so bad. Don't do it. This is poetry. In poetry, you say things you don't necessarily do. Anale poshibo. I will enter fire, which means I am burning in so much pain that it won't hurt if I enter fire. That's what it means. My head is hurting so much that even if I smash my head against a stone, it won't hurt. That's what it means. Okay? Gorangero gunere nidhi kotha gele pabo. Where will I get to witness the qualities of Sri Gauranga? Sheshav shongira shange je koilo bilash. One who had such a great time with all these companions. She shangona paya kande Narottam Das. Narottam Das cries and sings that, oh, I miss their company. Okay? This is the song. And who's playing the mridanga? Is somebody playing the mridanga? Okay. Let's take the mridanga.
Je anilo premo dhano koruna prochu. Je anilo. Hano Prabhu Kotha Gela Achar Jothaku. Kahamor Sharup Rupo Kaha Sanatan. Kaha Dasho Raghunatho Potito Pavon. Oh, Dasho. Kaha moro bhatto jugo kaha kovira Eko kale kotha gela Gauro Natara Eko kale Pashane kutibo matha Anyole poshibo Shane kutibo matha Anale poshibo গৌরাঙ্গের গুণের নিধি কোথা গেলে পাব। সব সঙ্গীর সঙ্গে যে কইল বিলাস, সে সঙ্গ না পাইয়া কান্দে নরতম দাস, যে আনিল প্রেম ধন করুণা প্রচুর, হেন প্রভু কোথা গেলা আচার্য ঠাকুর, জয় শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাসাদি গৌরভক্ত বৃন্দ, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে,
থ্যাংক ইউ সো মাচ। ইউ হ্যাভ এনি কোয়েশ্চেন্স, থটস, কমেন্টস, রিয়েলাইজেশনস, ওয়ার্ডস অফ গ্লোরিফিকেশন ফর সরস্বতী ঠাকুর? হরে কৃষ্ণ, উই ক্যান পাস দ্য মাইক্রোফোন অরাউন্ড। ও থ্যাংক ইউ, হোয়াটস ইউর নেম? ভেরি নাইস টু মিট ইউ, থ্যাংক ইউ, থ্যাংক ইউ। Yes, Prabhu. You can pass the microphone to him.
We know he study studied astronomy. Was it based on the Surya Siddhanta? Did he translate the Surya Siddhanta or something like that?
He had a journal. I'm not very well conversant with his astronomical work. I don't have the expertise to understand it, to be very frank and honest with you. But I have seen him publish journals. I have seen some journals in astronomy which he regularly contributed to, and he edited other people's articles there. That's the extent of my knowledge on that one.
Yeah, I don't know that much more, but yeah, he did. He was pretty active. He was a big scholar in that, and he did journals, his own journals. He did the Surya Siddhanta. He did commentaries. Bhaskaracharya is like the biggest. He's like the Aristotle of Indian astronomy. And Indian astronomy and mathematics is considered in the history of astronomy and mathematics is very dynamic, a big contributor. And these guys were. I'm sorry.
In fact, he received the title Siddhanta Saraswati as his degree for his work on astronomy, but he just added bhakti before that name and gave it a plot twist.
Yeah, and he was really into revitalizing that whole tradition, within the context of his life and time.
Yes, correct.
Before he became a sannyasi and established the Gaudiya Math. I found he did an almanac right up like a year before he took sannyas, so he was still playing with it.
Yeah. Other questions, thoughts, realizations, some words of appreciation for Saraswati Thakur? One thing we could think about, meditate on, is what is the contribution of Saraswati Thakur to your devotional life? What is the one thing you've heard or thought or felt where he has made a contribution to your devotional growth? The Vegavati end.
To me is when he said, we're not after bricks and stones, because that was giving the deepness of the mission that we are after.
Yeah, thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. I may not have it as a perfect quote, but when you're, instead of looking for faults in others, look for your own.
First.
Yeah.
We can see how he selected Srila Prabhupada to come to the West, and that by itself could have shown his vision, that this personality is special. I mean, it means he himself had to have that insight and that ability, because Srila Prabhupada is so extraordinary. And the mere idea that he selected him and made him a disciple and trained him up and everything, we're so fortunate, so fortunate.
Yeah, Prabhu. And then?
Excuse me, something personal, yes. About 20 years ago, on this day, I prayed to Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta to somehow give us that opportunity to distribute books over at the DMV here in Gainesville.
Hmm.
And by their mercy, we got permission. So ever since then, we've been able to distribute books there.
Sweet.
Hare Krishna.
Shigurang.
I appreciated how Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj would use modern facilities all in service of Krishna. He would wear a suit, drive in a vehicle. He would use everything just in service for Krishna. He wouldn't deny it or just for service.
Okay. Oh. No, 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 go for it.
Also how at his samadhi in Mayapur, all four Vaishnav sampradayas are represented, how he emphasized seeing the commonality and what Mahaprabhu was able to tie together from them.
Saraswati Thakur's core vision was the Gaudiya Vaishnavas would be the glue that make the other four sampradayas stick together. We are their servant.
Yeah, another small thing on his astronomy is back in the 90s, I think when Harikesh Maharaj or Prabhu was in charge of the BBT, they did an analysis of how Prabhupada drew upon commentaries for the Bhagavatam. And by the time he got to the fifth canto, he was really relying near exclusively on Bhaktisiddhanta's Bengali translation and commentaries of the fifth canto. So, and I think, I don't think I have the names right, but apparently Bhaktisiddhanta was relying, maybe it's not, I can't remember which one, but at any rate, so our fifth canto is really indebted to Bhaktisiddhanta directly. I mean, obviously on so many levels. And so I don't know, you know, but there's something going on with Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj and this whole project they're doing in Mayapur. There's something going on with that in my mind, you know, because he brings all these worlds together.
Yeah. I'll briefly comment on that. But let's
Jai, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki. So Srila Prabhupada writes in one letter about his Guru Maharaj, few glorifying him with all his activities, preaching activities. He was a Naistik Brahmachari all his life. He knew different languages. He initiated thousands of disciples, opened many temples all over India. No, he sent some of his disciples to preach in London. And then Prabhupada said, practically speaking, I'm the only disciple who's preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. You know, so we need to emphasize and remember that Srila Prabhupada is the one that followed very strictly the instructions of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta to preach in the West, like you mentioned in your lecture.
In terms, very briefly, in terms of what happened at Mayapur, one of the ideas of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was, as the years go on, people will read less and less. And therefore, it is important to represent Shastra in 3D format, as dioramas with light and sound show, so that people who do not read, they'll be able to look at the stories, understand, and then the ideas will percolate. And in terms of the Vedic planetarium, Saraswati Thakur's idea was that we create a 3D model of the journey of Gopakumara that we find in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So that when people come to Mayapur, they can follow in the footsteps of Gopakumara and experience the planetary system that is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And so when Srila Prabhupada finally bought land in Mayapur, then his godbrother Srila Sridhar Maharaj reminded him that it was Saraswati Thakur's vision to have a 3D experience of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita and Vaishnava cosmology. And at that time, the communist government was coming into power and they wouldn't like temples, and therefore Srila Prabhupada said, okay, let's make a planetarium that keeps us in alignment with Saraswati Thakur's vision of showing Vaishnava cosmology in three dimensions, light and sound show, however it works, and, you know, represent the cosmology that we find in the Bhagavatam particularly, and make it an experience for the pilgrims who come there. So that was the primary seed idea from which the entire TOVP began to develop. Yes. You wanted to say something?
No, I was just thinking of another thing. I believe that the Brahma Samhita that's recited here in the temple every morning after Mangal Arati is his translation. Am I right?
Yes. but he also took the help of one of his disciples, Bhakti Sudhakar Prabhu, Professor Nishikanta Sanyal, and he acknowledged him. So the way Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur too would write books is that, you know, they wouldn't sit down with a typewriter or a pen and paper all the time. They would read something, dictate. So the Brahma Samhita, Saraswati Thakur explained certain ideas based on Jiva Goswami's commentary, and it was put into the English language by Nishikanta Sanyal, and he approved. So it was Saraswati Thakur's work. There is a word in English called amanuensis, which means somebody who writes in conjunction with an author, as the author is not directly writing this. So the author would dictate, give the ideas, and this person would write things down and edit and clear it up and give it to the author and clean it up. That's how those books got written. Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much. Yes, I am also a great admirer of his boldness. But the more I explored Saraswati Thakur, I also realized that he was also very sweet. He was not always, you know, smashing people. He was actually very sweet. He had a zero tolerance policy towards any kind of duplicity. Right? Any kind of underhandedness. He had zero. So the Srimad Bhagavatam says that nirmatsaranam satam. To understand the Bhagavatam, to be a Bhagavata, one has to be first thoroughly honest, with zero tolerance towards. So he was that. But when he saw that somebody was making a genuine mistake, some, you know, he was strict with himself, but he was always kind with others. And in this regard, I would say just one very small incident. On Pandav Nirjal Ekadasi, there was a brahmachari in the ashram who was fasting, and, you know, he went to his room and he was resting. And Saraswati Thakur was writing, you know, that during the day he went to do some rounds of the math, and he saw that this person was sleeping. And he said, you know, are you sick? He said, no, I've been fasting. You know, today's Ekadashi, I'm fasting. So Saraswati Thakur said, oh, you're not sick, but you are resting because you're fasting, right? He said, yes. Okay, you come with me. And Saraswati Thakur held his hand and took him to the kitchen. There he got some rice and he got some dal and he put them together. He started boiling and made khichdi. And he said, please eat. He said, what are you doing, Prabhupada? He said, I am your spiritual master. If there is any sin, it will come on me. I am telling you, please eat. So he fed him khichdi very nicely on Ekadashi. And he gave him a bag of books. And he said, please go out and distribute. You will get much more spiritual benefit by doing this than fasting on Ekadashi and sleeping in your room. Right? So he knew how to help people prioritize devotional activities. And he understood the value. And, you know, that way he was very bold. You know, somebody might say, oh, he's an acharya. He's, what kind of an example is he setting by making disciples not only break Ekadashi fast, but, you know, Nirjal Ekadashi fast. And he's like, no, spreading Mahaprabhu's movement is above all rules and regulations. And if you're not able to, Ekadashi is meant for our spiritual betterment so that we can do that activity more. If you're not engaging with our main activity, what's the point? Yadi antar bari, bahir yadi hari tapasa tata hakim. What is the point of all our spiritual life and tapasya if Hari, Krishna, is not manifest within us and outside us? Thank you for that point. Yes. Mother Agamati.
Yes, thank you, Ekadasi, for reminding us to pray to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur today, especially. There is a pastime of a servant of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada wanted halava, or the halava was expected, and the servant thought, I'm going to use some wheat germ.
Sorry?
Wheat germ. It's called wheat germ. It was a health product back in the 60s and 70s. And so he made this halava with wheat germ, and he brought it into Prabhupada, and Prabhupada did not like it at all. But then that servant went to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, a picture of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and prayed, I was just trying to please your son, you know, please. Because Prabhupada was quite, it was a harsh kind of response, you know. And so he prayed to Bhaktisiddhanta, his grandfather, and he heard Prabhupada ring the bell, and he went in, and Prabhupada finished it, and he said, I would like some more. And so he knew this was his grandfather's mercy.
So sweet. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Any last comments, thoughts? Okay, thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day in prayer and meditation.